MLB, NBA, NHL, NFL, Score Big has all the sports tickets you want at up to 60% off. It's easy to use. I've used it myself. All you got to do is log on to sportsgamblingpodcast.com and click the Score Big icon. Score Big, the lead pipe lock for great game tickets. Welcome, everyone, to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I am Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan Real Money Kramer. Ryan, how does it feel to be called out as irrelevant by your former number one running back, David Wilson?
I'm not pissed, so yeah, I don't think he was talking to me. Clearly, you didn't read the tweet, Sean. Clearly, you did not read the tweet.
Okay, Ryan. I just brought your attention to said tweet.
Yeah, and then I read it.
Okay, now read it for people at home who...
Well, now I got to pull it up.
Okay.
What do you think? I got this stuff on demand?
Well, I assume...
Well, I read it, didn't see anything wrong with it, and moved on.
Is that what the plan is for the New York football Giants? Moving on?
Yes. I mean, look, Sean. He had a horrible game. The Giants turned the ball over a crap load, and they still should have won the game. So, I'm not stressing too much on it.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda, Ryan. Story of, well, some of our picks. I feel like I...
All right, Sean, ready?
Yes. Lay me on the David Wilson... Or lay me on the David Wilson quote.
I, to fantasy participants and pissed Giants fans... You're irrelevant to me. Nobody wants me to succeed more than me. Watch us work. I'm going to watch them work this week, Sean.
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of work to take down the red-hot Denver Broncos. And unfortunately for us, that's a perfect place to start off to recap week one, Thursday night NFL kickoff. Carrie Underwood was rocking.
I'll be honest. Don't like the new song, Sean.
You know, that's the thing.
Don't like it as much as the old one.
They needed to rework the song. You know what I mean?
Nope. I was fine with it.
No, she tried to cover the song. She did it in a different tempo, different style.
Don't like it.
I didn't like it. I think you gotta do your own song. You know what I mean? And also, what? I mean, can't we get the other guy back with the giant hat? Wait, what's his name?
Hank Williams Jr.
Yeah, come on. All right, yes. He said some disparaging remarks about Obama being a Muslim. But come on. Come on, man. Bring back Hank Williams. He needs a work.
To be fair, I mean, he probably got that information from what he thought was a credible news outlet like Fox News.
Yeah, he was reporting the news. One thing got...
Rush Limbaugh says that it must be true.
Yeah, his wires got crossed. Rush Limbaugh was good enough to commentate on ESPN very briefly until he made some comments about black quarterbacks stirring up controversy.
That is a funny thing about those conservatives. Like, they just can't help themselves.
Yeah. It's essentially like everything you're not supposed to say, they end up saying... And, but I mean, when you hire Rush Limbaugh, that's what you get. All right, I feel like... All right, let's swallow the medicine here. Denver Broncos 49-27 to the Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore getting 7.5, not enough, obviously, to cover. Peyton Manning setting all types of records, 7 touchdown passes, insane game.
It was comical.
It was comical just because I was, at halftime, I was beating myself up for not betting the Ravens' money line.
Well, and at halftime, I was like, oh, man, Denver minus... I think the adjusted game line was like Denver -3, right?
That sounds about right.
It was Denver -6, I think, for the second half. And I was like, oh, that might be a nice bet. Of course, I didn't bet it. No, what I was saying was comical was the fact that the Baltimore Ravens gave Joe Flacco $120 million. God, he looked awful.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's that. They went all in on Joe Flacco. That's what you got to do.
They lost Anquan Boldin because they had to pay Joe Flacco.
Yeah, Joe Flacco, maybe a little bit short-sighted.
They didn't
all that
pay
money.
Ed Reed because they had to pay Joe Flacco.
Well, he's old, and he wasn't playing regardless this week, so that wouldn't have mattered. But, yeah, I thought Baltimore would definitely keep it close, and they did in the first half, and I was like, yeah, this is how I saw the game playing out.
Yep, I agree. And then their number two receiver got taken out by his own teammate.
You got Harbaugh not challenging a call. He should have obviously challenged.
God, I hate the Harbaughs.
And you want to talk about defendable plays. The bubble screen is it's one of the easiest plays to defend against. Listen, Peyton Manning cannot throw the ball more than 20 yards. How do teams not just bump and run these receivers? Don't you just go up to the line, manhandle these receivers, and you don't bring pressure with Peyton Manning because he'll see it coming a mile away. I would if I was playing against Peyton Manning, I would rush three linemen, I would drop all my linebackers back to basically knock down the hot routes, and I would just bump the shit out of these receivers. Press as much as you can within those first 5 yards.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all he's doing. You got the receivers blocking 5 yards down the field, and you see it coming every time.
Yeah. I mean,
no excuse there, but Denver looking very good, and looking good even without Von Miller, who looks like he's going to be looking – he looks like he could be out for more time. Number of issues going on here. He was just cited once again for speeding and not having a driver's license in the state of Colorado. They may add on to a suspension possibly. John Fox, super pissed. When that news came out, somehow some more news came out, courtesy of ProFootballTalk.com, that apparently there's an open warrant out for his arrest in the state of California. Now, of course, the Broncos go and play the Oakland Raiders and the San Diego Superchargers later this year. Von Miller currently scheduled to be a part of that. But we'll see if any impending arraignments. The guy just likes speeding. Very, I mean.
He seems like.
Just buy a radar detector. Yeah. These guys cannot get out of their own way.
And you have the money. Just pay the ticket.
Makes no sense. Okay. New England Patriots. Heading into Buffalo, like I said, Ryan, Patriots always have a tough time handling these Buffalo Bills in Buffalo. Unfortunately, I still thought New England was going to be in FU mode and
take care of business.
And to a certain degree, they were. Turnover on their own side of the football definitely helped the Bills, obviously. EJ Manuel, what do you got to rank Terrell Pryor as the most impressive debut? Probably EJ Manuel second as far as rookie quarterbacks.
Terrell Pryor was the most impressive if you didn't watch the game, I think.
Yeah.
I think Terrell Pryor's was one of those, like, it looked better on the stat sheet, and I think EJ Manuel's looked better in real life. EJ Manuel looked good.
Yeah. I feel like this Buffalo Bills team, a little feisty. A little pesky.
I feel like we have the same conversation every year because they start off solid.
They show a little promise at some point.
And then next thing you know, boom, 5-11.
Then the just complete floor drops out of the Buffalo Bills. But New England laying 9.5 could not cover that spread. Only won 23-21 and got a short week here turning around against the New York Jets tonight. Okay, Ryan, heading over to the Midwest, we got the Chicago Bears.
Superchargers.
Chicago Bears 24, Cincinnati Bengals 21. Back and forth game. I mean, you, me, and the odds makers all on the same page here. I think we said 3 felt like the right line, and but we just
take the points, right?
Yeah, we went with the Bengals because it felt like it was going to be a close game. It was back and forth.
Yeah, I thought we were on the right side. I think the Bengals kind of a little bit choked away that game, but I think both these teams will be good. I think what we'll look at in a couple of weeks is I think we'll be a little impressed with the Bears' ability to move the ball against this defense because I think the Bengals' defense is going to be really good.
Yeah, I didn't take a lot out of this game one way or the other. Miami Dolphins 23-10 in Cleveland. Looked like it went off as a pick. We like Cleveland here, I think, right?
Yeah, I'm starting to think that I might be a little wrong about the Dolphins this year.
Dolphins looking feisty. I had Brian Hartline. I've mentioned him a couple times in the fantasy preview as a steal. The guy was going late. And
I believe you have him on the on your team in the Sports Gambling Podcast League.
Sports Gambling Podcast League, which I beat you in fantasy along with our own personal league.
Yep,
I went 2-0 against Ryan Kramer in fantasy football this week. Something to hang my hat on. And Miami Dolphins looking feisty. I think it just comes down to, Ryan, it's
what?
A quarterback league.
It
you
is.
You need a quarterback to win. Cleveland Browns learning that the hard way. Second year Brandon Whedon.
Yep.
The Van Wilder of the NFL. Just don't think the guy has it.
Yeah, I don't know. Trent Richardson looked good.
But Cleveland, I think.
Jordan Cameron looked good.
Cleveland also is one of these teams that I think people feel like they were turning the corner. And I think they were turning the corner, but that's why I don't think they should have got rid of their coach last year. And I think they're really going to suffer some consequences with this Brandon Whedon draft pick.
Yeah. Give it some time. I think the new offense will work itself out. I'm not totally sold that this team's going to suck this year.
Yeah, we'll see. Now, I still got them, best case, 7-9.
All right.
Detroit Lions at home against the Minnesota Vikings. AP's first run of the season, 78-yard touchdown. And then after
He's
that,
so awesome.
Detroit pretty much bottled him up. He scored another touchdown, but no big plays.
Nope.
They just, I think, somewhere that they had 8 men in the box for 20% of the plays compared to the NFL average, somewhere around 4%. I like the Vikings here. I like them to keep it close. Lost by 10. They were getting 5. Not enough. Just same situation here, I feel like, as Cleveland. You have a running back. You have some semblance of a defense, but just...
What are you missing, Sean?
You're missing a QB.
Yes.
You're missing a QB. One QB you can always rely on, especially at home, my man, Andrew Luck. And the Indianapolis Colts won 21-17 against the Oakland Raiders. But we were both on this side. Oakland, 9.5, just too high.
That got all the way up to 11 out in Vegas, Sean.
You were out in Vegas for week one.
I was.
Any big takeaways from the Vegas trip, Ryan?
You know, the usual. Spent a lot of time hanging around with the Fantasy Football Players Championship crowd. A lot of fantasy nerd activity.
They have a Thursday night viewing party at
club. No. It was a viewing party. It was just in one of the ballrooms at the hotel at Caesars.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, there was an event down at Pure Nightclub, which I did not attend, unfortunately.
Sounds like you could have...
Yeah, we opted to go the route of getting hammered and gambling.
Usually how it ends up out in Vegas. Debauchery, booze.
Yeah.
Couple characteristics of this next town.
Oh.
New Orleans.
Oh.
Big party and big easy as Sean Payton returns. And the Saints return to form 23-17 against the Atlanta Falcons. Covering the 3-point spread. And we were both on New Orleans here.
What we say, don't go against New Orleans in those emotional games in the Dome.
Yeah.
I actually thought it was safer. I ended up betting the first half, -2.5. I thought that was the safe bet, and it was a little bit of a sweat, but they ended up covering it for
me. Well, and it was a little bit of a sweat, too, here, if I remember correctly. I think it was 20-17, then they ended up having to kick the field goal for the outright cover.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they got the interception.
It kind of worked out where they could have... They were close to being able to
push.
Run the clock out.
Yeah.
Weren't. Okay, Ryan. Well, the clock is out. The time has run out for New York Jets quarterback Mark Sanchez, torn labrum, which...
For the record, I played a full rugby season with a torn labrum. I'm just saying.
Well, did you have a snazzy headband?
No, I didn't have a headband or a GQ cover at that point.
He looks like such a chick. But his butt-fumbling days perhaps behind him. Mark Sanchez looked like he's out for the year, but No concern of the Jets as they squeaked out an 18-17 victory against the Tampa Bay Bucks. Jets were 3.5-point home dogs, and this was ugly, Ryan. Not a great-looking game, but a great outcome
sometimes
for the Jets.
Sometimes those ugly dogs bite.
And, yeah, they bit pretty hard here. I was definitely, I don't know, 3.5 scared me. I still went with Tampa just under the idea of the no quarterback decision-making there. And I should have realized that Freeman, not much of a quarterback. Ryan, have you heard all the drama surrounding Tampa Bay right now?
What, the only thing I know is the staph infection business.
Okay, staph infection, that was one. Lawrence Tynes is suing the Bucks for not disclosing it, not taking care of it.
Well, Josh, I mean, he might have a point.
No,
sounds like a bunch of players have a staph infection.
I'm just laughing at how does this happen at a
NFL facility.
Josh Freeman stripped of his captain.
Wow.
He was no longer a captain of the Tampa Bay Bucks. Now, if that is not weirder, I think before week one's game, the Tampa Bay Bucks, or just after week one, Tampa Bay Bucks held a players-only meeting to try and determine if the coaches rigged the voting in the captain's voting. Like, does Schiano have something against?
Greg Schiano seems like he's trying to pull a bunch of college bullshit, and these are like grown-ass men. A
lot of weird stuff going on down in Tampa, and none of it good.
That's not good. I was going to back the Bucks this weekend, but
it is just bad vibes coming out of Tampa. Ryan, actually, can you look up, check on Pro Football Talk? I thought there was one more interesting item. Tennessee Titans, outright victory, even though they got off to a slow start, essentially safetying themselves on the opening kickoff. I don't know if you saw that play. Pretty hilarious. The guy, the classic step over the line, but had no idea that he had stepped over the goal line and kneeled it, safetied himself. That was two of the 9 points Pittsburgh was able to put up. We talked earlier. I forgot they had a touchdown late, but Tennessee, nice victory for them. Going into Pittsburgh, 16-9. Pittsburgh, Pouncey's out for the season.
God, how bad do the Steelers look?
They do not look good. I don't think either of us were high on the Steelers. I still have the Ravens winning this division. The AFC North, no one was able to win. But I still like the Ravens to pull things out here. Just not. And what I was saying, the offensive line was going to be an issue. Big Ben getting hit. Doesn't look good for Pittsburgh right now, but nice win for Tennessee. They won by 7, and they were getting 7 points. So, nice win by and we were both on Tennessee there. Obviously, we thought 7 was too much. Game we disagreed on, Ryan, the Seattle Super Seahawks went into Carolina. Got some theories on the West Coast going to the East Coast. Normally, it's a good place to fade a team, but
fade the first half. I mean, the Seahawks looked like a team that was playing too early in the first half, but then they got it together.
Came out flat, ended up squeezing out a nice victory against the Carolina Panthers, 12-7, covering that 3.5, that dreaded hook, and no problem for Russell Wilson and the Seahawks. I mean, this was a game they obviously could have lost. They obviously and maybe were looking ahead to some degree. They got the 49ers this week, a much bigger game at home.
Oh, Sean, but before you move on, I was on Pro Football Talk looking for that article you asked about, and I saw one of the headlines, and it says, undercover cops will wear 49er jerseys in Seattle on Sunday night. Isn't that entrapment?
I saw that. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, if you start kicking the ass if someone wore another jersey, that's unfair.
Yeah, I mean, that's a stand your ground law if I ever saw it, right? Guy comes into the NFL stadium wearing another team's jersey.
All right, so Sean, the Tampa Bay thing.
There was one other thing, I thought.
Just basically the legitimacy of the captain voting, the players-only meeting, the fact that Greg Schiano wasn't a good college coach. Yeah. Basically, here, this is Ross Tucker. I talked to the guys at on the Buccaneers this summer, I said, "What's up with the quarterback kneel down thing where you dive at the where you have to dive at the legs?" Tucker said regarding Tampa Bay's habit of attacking the offensive linemen when in victory formation. They just shook their head. Dot dot dot. When you ask NFL players to do things that they know is bogus, that they know is Bush League, that's not a good thing. So has Shiano lost the team? It's close.
Not looking good. Not looking good. Wow. Speaking of not looking good, Jacksonville Jaguars only able to put up 2 points. And there has to be some sort of record for safeties in week one.
Three.
Well, no, four if you count Eagles game as well.
Oh, that's right.
And there were like three within like a 15-minute span. It was the first. I think it was the first score of the NFL season as well.
Oh. It was the opening kickoff. He knelt it down in the end zone.
Yeah, I don't think you can get a quicker score. So the Jacksonville Jaguars 2, Kansas City Chiefs 28. Kansas City going in as a road favorite, laying that 4, taking care of it. Big red, big win. I mean,
Andy Reid in red. How about that, Sean? Did you happen to watch any of that?
Yeah.
I got to say, the green kind of made him blend in more with his surroundings. The red is kind of like, whoa.
This looks like a giant.
Matches his walrus tusk.
Giant atomic fireball set loose. And I didn't watch a lot of this game, but it looked like just competent passing.
God put the Jaguars on this earth for me to lose money on week after week.
Just to stay away, Ryan. We have no business talking
about it. Before we finish on the Jags,
yes.
Blaine Gabbert. He split his hand open on a helmet at the end of the game. He's out this week. And the Jags underperformed the spread by 21 and are getting points this week, Sean. We'll talk
about
that later.
That's a historical trend, but we'll get to that in our Week 2 preview and pick section coming up. St. Louis Rams, Ryan. Oh, back and forth game here with the Arizona Cardinals. I really liked Arizona. I liked them for the season. Me and a lot of other wise guys like their over 5.5. Fortunately, not able to pull out the shit of victory, even though they were up by a.
They never had a chance in this game, Sean.
Well, they were getting 4.5, Ryan, and that's all they needed.
Yep.
They covered the spread. St. Louis, I don't know why you think this Rams team could cover 4.5 at home, and they couldn't. 27-24, but still a nice victory for the Rams. Got to give it up for them there.
Yeah, Honey Badger made a play too, I believe.
Yes, he did. The St. Louis guy, can't remember him off the top of my head, was running for a touchdown. Honey Badger came from behind, knocked it out, and recovered it in the
end zone. Jared Cook, right? It was Jared Cook running in.
Oh, yeah, he would have had a huge game if it wasn't for that. San Francisco 49ers, Ryan, out west, one of the few, or the other, late game. 34-28 against the Green Bay Packers. Couple controversial calls, one of which was the extra third down the San Francisco 49ers got.
Why are we calling it controversial? It was just wrong.
Yeah.
I feel like controversial is not the right word.
Okay. Completely incorrect.
Yeah, completely. It's like we don't have to call things controversial when they're wrong. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, that was just.
It's like when someone uses the N-word and they're like, oh, controversial comments. But no, it's not controversial. It's just retarded.
It's incorrect.
Yeah.
Well, someone may say a use of retard there is controversial.
Oh, well.
I'm not one of those.
They're retarded.
Right? Exactly. So, 49ers cover that 4.5, although.
Bullshit.
Same type of situation here as the New Orleans-Atlanta game. As far as kicking that field goal late.
Can we talk about this game for a second?
Sure.
The Packers might not make
history of getting screwed by these Harbaugh brothers.
The Packers might not make the playoffs this year if they can't learn to play defense and tackle.
Yeah.
They looked awful.
Well,
you know
with
what
the
else?
Exception of Clay Matthews. I think he had, what, 3 sacks? He was.
But even
a
him,
one-man
that's all he
throw.
Does is run after the quarterback. They don't have anyone to tackle.
Yeah.
Although I really like that message he sent when he clotheslined Kaepernick. But, I mean,
I do like him going back and forth with Harbaugh.
One other thing about this. What is the NFL doing with this 10 early games, 2 late games business? Got to spread it out a little bit, you know?
Yeah, this was just poor planning. I was back east at my folks' place. My dad just got
The new setup?
It's awesome. Got a 67-inch television. Which is pretty insane.
That's big. That's big. I got a 60, and that's big.
The fact that we were limited to two late games, I was personally okay with that. But I could.
Does he have DirecTV or what's the what? Just
no. Oh. So it was.
So he's not a super fan.
No, he's not.
He's not like one of those superheroes in those DirecTV commercials.
Oh God! Football on your phone. Football on your phone.
Oh man, Eli did it so much better.
Speaking of Eli Ryan. Three interceptions.
Is that where we're going to start, Sean?
Three of the six interceptions by Sheli Manning, the human turnover machine.
Oh, my goodness.
As dubbed by my old man. I got suckered into believing that the Giants could cover 3.5 points.
We're going to be real for a second, Sean. You watched this game, I'm assuming.
Yes, I did.
Do you honestly believe
that the
Giants don't cover this game 7 out of 10 times?
No, it was even when they were down 10, I mean we were getting 3.5.
Six turnovers. Are you kidding me?
Oh, you sound like Tom Coughlin, right?
Yeah. Gotta fucking protect the ball. Jesus.
Face extremely.
Speaking
red.
Of Eli, we don't need to talk about this game anymore. Speaking of Eli, Peyton has come out and said that he thinks the media should stop asking him about his brother and ask him about the Giants' defense. Well, it sounds like Peyton, the media's getting in Peyton's head a little bit. This is where Eli takes down Big Brother.
How could the media miss? I mean, that guy's got a gigantic head.
Who, Peyton?
Yeah, well, okay. They both do. Eli's more retarded, but...
No, he's more normal.
No, yes. There's nothing normal about that guy's face. We had a... I mean... You want to talk about that? We set a record for the earliest score on that safety. And man, hopefully you guys took the under on time spent before you see a classic Eli Manning sourpuss face of just like, yeah, oh, God, God, shucks.
I wish you guys could see Sean right now.
Oh man.
He's like, doing like his old man underbite face.
He just had that classic look of, oh, man. Was DeMarcus Ware knocked it down and caught it, right?
No, yeah, that was the one bad pass Eli had. I'll concede that.
Missed opportunity here, Ryan. Turned the ball over 6 times, still in the game, and just could not pull it out.
Yeah.
36-31, so hopefully you guys played the over there, or maybe there's a couple Cowboy listeners to the podcast.
I did think it was going to be a shootout. I was pretty confident it was going to be. It feels like it's always a shootout when they play in Dallas.
Ryan, shootout was what the prognosticators were expecting when they heard about this new Chip Kelly offense coming to Philadelphia. Philadelphia Eagles and Chip Kelly were flying high in their debut as they walloped the Redskins 33-27. Score was deceiving. It was not a game. Never really in doubt.
I love Eagles fans.
Eagles were getting 3.5 points. Did they need it? No. Won outright by 6 points. Words can't describe how majestic. They just move the ball up and down the field at will. This shouldn't have even been this close. Controversial. Now, this call was controversial. I'm standing by the fact that that was not a lateral. That was not a lateral that Vic supposedly threw to LeSean McCoy. LeSean McCoy, huge game.
Lateral.
Yes.
To throw a football in a sideways or backward direction.
Okay. All right. It was a hair forward. I watched it a couple times. Honestly, though, it is hard to tell because you really need to determine it. You need like a straight right angle, and I feel like they never give you that replay. Regardless, that was the only score the Redskins had in the first half. Eagles went in 26-7 at halftime, tacked on another touchdown in the second half. I don't know, Ryan. I'm thirsty here. Pour me a little glass of Gatorade.
I cannot wait to listen back to this to hear your recap of the Giants game and then no Gatorade. I would say this would be my takeaway from the game. RG3 looked like a guy who needs in a couple weeks to get back into it.
Timid.
The Redskins can't fucking tackle. The Eagles can't fucking tackle.
Eh.
And The Eagles' offense looked phenomenal. I think they kind of closed the playbook for the second half, so they probably kept a lot of stuff in their pocket. It looked like the Redskins' defense hadn't watched any film of Oregon football. And I think Vic is not going to play the whole season in this offense the way that first game went. All of that being said, this was best case. I think this is best case scenario for the Eagles coming out.
Yeah, I agree with everything you say there. I think my only exceptions.
Don't try to tell me the Eagles can tackle.
No, I thought they were going to have much worse tackling. If you look at, I think there's
one way to do it: put the bar on the floor.
No, I mean, I watched that entire game. When they were getting back into the game, it wasn't because of loose tackling. It was because they were letting the receivers get in front of them, and they were not going to let the Redskins. It wasn't a prevent because they were still blitzing, but the defensive backs were definitely playing up. I mean, you look in the second, when they started the second half, Kerry Williams made a great play on the ball, picked off RG3 on their side of the football. They were not as aggressive after that drive. Seemed to shut it down.
I will say this. The area where I would be very concerned is what happens if they have like back-to-back three and outs. I want to see this defense play in a game where they're not ahead. I mean, that's the big thing.
And I agree, but I think the thing is everyone says, oh, hey, what are you going to do for the three and outs? The three and outs, I think, are more of a problem in a West Coast-type offense like Andy Reid ran, where it is easy to get out of rhythm with the passes and stuff like this. When you are feeding LeSean McCoy just like a
he's not going to play the whole season either at this rate. I think his usage rate is going to be insanely high, and him and Vic are going to get banged up.
Well, I think LeSean McCoy a lot more durable than Michael Vick. LeSean McCoy is
But, oh yeah, for sure. I just think he's gonna be touching the ball like over 30 times a game.
Well, and that is you want to talk about depth. One of the places the Eagles do have depth, I feel like, is at quarterback and is at running back. I think Nick Foles can come in and run the system. Obviously, having the threat of Michael Vick's running ability helps freeze the defensive end.
So at this point, if you are listening in the car, you should pull over because you're probably about to get really dizzy from all this spin.
What? Ryan, I can't enjoy a week one win.
No, you can. I don't want to be liable for someone crashing their car.
I'm not saying they're going to the Super Bowl or anything crazy.
Yeah, you are.
Well, what? There's a decent chance they'll win the Super Bowl.
Like I said, I love Eagles fans.
Hey, Ryan, were they
I would be excited,
hands
too.
Hands down the best-looking team in the NFC East Week 1.
Oh, yeah. Not a question. A question.
Moving on.
Is it a one-week season, Sean?
No, but I only have 1 week to talk about, Ryan.
I know.
Do you want me to talk about week five right now? Should I talk about week five?
That'd be cool if you had the answers to those questions.
Yeah, I wouldn't be here. I'd be hanging out in that mansion with Biff in Back to the Future 2.
No, you'd be hanging out in that mansion with Tiger Woods in Vegas where you got all the prostitutes.
Hanging out with Jamie Jungers, who I'm friends with on Facebook.
Oh, wow. Nice plug. Yeah. Who's that?
She was one of the chicks he hooked up with in Vegas. Class act. Okay, last game. There were two Monday nights. Totally unnecessary.
What a fucking dumb.
Kind of annoying. I got too drunk to watch the second half of this game. I was on the East Coast.
Yeah, because it ended at like 2:30.
Yeah. Well, he started late to begin with, and then that. You know who's really loving the Eagles' offense is the commercials, and the just the TV networks got to be loving that. So Houston, 31-28. Chargers were up 28-7, completely blew it. Same type of thing as what you'd expect to happen in the Cowboys game. Fortunately, we had Houston here. Of course, obviously, I had the Eagles in that last game, if you guys are curious. Houston laying 4 points on the road, weren't able to quite cover that. Maybe you got it at 3, hopefully, if you were playing it that
Doubtful.
Way.
Doubtful. Probably 3.5 at the best.
Yeah, depending. Or maybe you get about the half there, but
Houston... Houston, another team that looked they looked like they had some rust, and when they shook the rust off, they looked like they could be a scary team with Ben Tate, Arian Foster, Owen Daniels, DeAndre Hopkins, the rookie with the dreads, looking good. Andre Johnson. And then their defense with J.J. Watt and Cushing's back. This, I backed them. I had the over. I mean, I'm in on this team. I just think that they could just be a machine this year.
Yeah. No, looking good. Looking good. Feel good about the – I mean, I felt good about the pick. I went to bed thinking, I bet they're going to come back and win.
Yeah.
They did come back and win.
Didn't
but
cover.
Not quite that 3.5 that we
oh,
needed
well.
Their run.
What are you going to do?
Shake it off. Moving on. You know, I think in the ESPN pick 'em for our
should we review
podcast?
Should we do a little review?
Take a little look at the top
all
five
right,
here.
All right. Well, we're gonna start. We'll do a quick
who's current Ryan? Let's call this segment "Who's currently wearing a shirt."
Oh well, first I was gonna quick to throw a shout out to the High Points in fantasy. Not gonna hit on every team, but
okay, yeah. Why don't we just preview the highs?
High points, Matty Lib.
Oh, nice.
Putting up 179, highlighted by my man Eli Manning, 28, Reggie Bush, 29,
oh,
Demaryius
wow.
Thomas, 33, Jared Cook, 31. Really had a he had all around he had C.J. Spiller score him only 8. So
yeah, I think I have a I got like 9 leagues like you now. I'm sucked into, but I think in our league I had Anquan Boldin, but I have him on the bench for Eric.
Yeah,
Miller.
Yeah, it's
but so I still came out with the W against you.
Matty Lib is the team to beat. Look at
shout
that.
Out to Matty Lib and shout out to all you guys sending in the picks on Twitter at Gambling Podcast. I think Jason Pardes. I don't know how to pronounce his name.
Yeah, don't forget Tronger. Tronger from Texas. His name's Trong, but I'm gonna call him Tronger.
He was all over. He was all over Denver.
Yeah, he thought we were idiots.
Yeah, and he was right, Ryan. Sometimes we are idiots. You can't win them all.
No.
But he really liked. He thought Denver. He called it. He said the elevation's going to get to the Ravens in the second half. And wow. And,
all right, Sean.
He was right.
Who's wearing the shirt?
Who's wearing the shirts?
Who's wearing the shirts? All right. Well, it's early, so of course we got some ties.
Okay.
We don't have a top five right now.
Sure.
We have 2 guys tied for the lead, and then we have like 6 guys tied for third. So, well, the 2 guys tied for the lead, Ian, 82-88. I love these names. People really put a lot of effort into the names. Ian, 82-88, with a solid opening weekend of 11, tied with Angular 1, Zach Attack, also got 11, tied for third. The Sports Gambling Podcast own Sean stacking the money green with 10. I don't even, some of these I don't even know how to pronounce. Lil Lar 59, Mushing Picks, K4 Cowboys 4K, Chloe 801, King of Texas 3, and that's it. All you guys are in the you're wearing shirts right now, Sean.
I like
they're wearing
it.
Shirts. All hopefully right, large or extra large.
We only have 2 sizes here at the Sports Gambling Podcast because there's only 2 ways to make picks, Ryan.
Passed out some shirts in Vegas, by the way. A lot of positive feedback. The fans were they were coming up to me in droves. not really, but I did meet a couple guys that were interested in the podcast.
No, yeah, this is a fun thing. Guys, appreciate you guys listening, spreading the word. The show's been going good. So, yeah, shout out to you guys. Thanks. And let's keep it rocking, Ryan. Week 2, feeling it.
I only got 6. Not a great week for me.
No, we can tell that.
All right, Sean.
All right, let's do it.
Week 2. God, it's already week 2. A week already happened.
I know. I'm getting nervous, Ryan.
Season's almost over.
Buys are almost going to start.
I know. All right. Thursday night football. Still not a fan. Patriots host the New York Jets.
Real quick. Quick side note. Let's compromise on the Thursday night football. From Thanksgiving on, you can do Thursday night football.
Yeah. Give me like 7-6 weeks at the end of the season. We don't need every week. I don't know. Anyway, Patriots host the Jets. Of course, we are using the Las Vegas Hotel contest lines. Jets getting 11.5. Interesting. How do you not take the points here, Sean? Tell me why I shouldn't just take the points.
Ryan, because The Patriots, they're just Tom Brady. I mean, it's one thing to beat the Bucs at home in a game they definitely shouldn't have won.
By the way, did you see Geno Smith standing up on the bench and putting his arms out like he's Jesus?
Yeah,
dude loves himself.
The undisciplined Tampa Bay team gave you that, served it up on a silver platter.
Yes, sir.
You can't expect that same sort of scenario here in New England. Right. Here's the thing. I want to take the Jets, right? Because it's tough to lay all those points out there.
Oh, yeah.
The Patriots are so banged up. They're not even practicing between these two games. But my thing is, all right, so I get the 11.5. What score am I adding that 11.5 to?
Zero?
I mean, really, how many points? It's more just the ineptitude, I think, of the Jets' offense. What do you think the Jets can put up in New England?
I think the Jets' best case scenario is 21 points.
Wow. Yeah, I guess that's possible. I don't see them getting more than 13. Maybe 14.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't argue with that.
All that being said, I'm going to have to go with the Jets. It's just 11.5. I saw a number somewhere at 13.5 that makes me feel a little bit better. You know, you get that 27-14, you squeak out.
I'm playing the hunch here, Sean.
Yeah?
Playing the Patriots.
All right.
I got no real reason. I'm just playing the hunch. Patriots at home, night game, short week. I give the edge to Belichick coaching, I think.
Well, against Rex Ryan?
Yeah.
Rex Ryan is going to be, they're calling him the next Frank Caliendo, Ryan.
Wow. Why? Because he lost a lot of weight?
No, just because he'll be able to do a Sweet Madden impersonation.
Oh. Play like a fucking Jet.
He's gonna be doing TV next year. But
I think the Patriots roll here. I think this is going to be a classic. The Patriots lose some players. They didn't look great week one, and they're just going to roll. I think they maybe weren't. I think they might have not taken that first game as seriously as they should. I think they get back to the power running. Ridley gets involved. Edelman gets involved. Danny Woodhead probably out. I don't think it matters. I think the key here is the Patriots defense turnover Geno Smith.
Yeah, that's
three
really
times. Return one for a touchdown. I think that will be the difference in the game. I honestly think this is going to be something like 31-13.
I'm looking at this from a historical perspective and just some classic old school football of primetime game, division, 11.5 points.
Take it.
I'm taking the points.
Yeah.
But honestly, this feels like a stay away for me, guys.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to be playing this in the contest, Sean.
No. Feels like a real stay away.
All right, next up, 10 a.m. Sean, your Philadelphia Eagles, on a short week themselves, take on the San Diego Superchargers.
Also on a short week.
Also on a short week. Coming wet, coming east, early kickoff. They're getting 7.5 points. And I get all the reasons why you could say this is a horrible spot for the Chargers. The rest, the travel, the way that they lost the Monday night game. But I can't not take the points here. I'll do this all year. Teams that don't have good defenses are going to have a hard time covering spreads over a touchdown. I think almost out of principle, I have to take teams getting 7.5 going against this, what I consider to be a subpar defense. So I would take the Chargers here.
I'm going to have to ride the Eagles right now.
Oh, interesting.
Well, I mean, Ryan, the atmosphere surrounding this game, Chip Kelly's first home game, they've already
won. Oh, they're going to be so hyped.
It is going to be, I mean, I was back home for it, so I can sense the excitement for this game. People are jacked up. Now, you got a San Diego Chargers team with literally nothing to play for. Non-conference, West Coast to East Coast, 10 a.m. kickoff for them. I just don't see them showing up. And even if they do show up, what keeps them interested in this game?
I think
I think they could definitely cover with a backdoor cover is definitely in play here for this team.
Yeah.
But I think the Eagles match up well.
You know the move is you take the Eagles first half, Chargers full game. That's how I feel the game will go.
Yeah, or just take the Eagles first half and you maybe just stay away the second half unless there's an obvious play. But
for me, the obvious play is Chargers plus the points.
I would say Eagles first half. Barring that, though, I'd much rather, I know this guy, quote unquote, who's seeing it at Eagles minus 7, minus 115. So for me, that's the play. But obviously, we're picking the Las Vegas hotel contest lines. I'll still go with the 7.5, but I don't feel great about it.
Yeah, I mean, I think 7 would be a better line. 7 would make me think about it.
Yeah. The half point is the hype right there.
All right. Next up, Ravens. Host coming up. Big bounce back game for the Ravens. They didn't underperform the spread by 21, but they got their ass kicked. Ravens host the Cleveland Browns, who did not look great at home. Browns on the road. It's a 6.5-point spread. I think we talked about this a little bit. My initial reaction was to take the dog here, but I want to say you talked me into the Ravens on the bounce back, the long week. I mean, the game got a little away from them. They lost. It's one of those fade, the overreaction. The public saw the Ravens get blown out, and I think that dropped this spread under 7. I think this spread is 7.5 if the Ravens don't get their ass kicked like they did.
Yeah. No,
and
I agree.
So I'm going to play on the side of 7. I mean, once you go south of 7, I think the Ravens is the play here at 6.5.
Yeah, I like the Ravens at 6.5, and I borderline really like the Ravens 6.5 here. They just, to me, the Ravens are the best team in that division still.
No. That's an incorrect statement, but I agree with you on the game.
All right. We'll see who's the top of the division when it all is said and done.
We will, won't we? The Tennessee Titans. Mm-hmm. And Jake, I couldn't throw a football into the ocean from the beach locker. Head to Houston, where the Texans. Texans look tough. Texans are laying 9 points. So I was like, oh, love this game. As soon as I saw the points, I was like, this is it. This is going to be a lock. Give me the Texans laying the big points. My Houston Texans. I got myself all hyped up on Chris Johnson and Kenny Britt this year. And, God, Jake Locker cannot complete a pass to save his life. I like the way the Texans can move the ball on offense, and they can stop you from moving the ball on defense. I think this game is out of hand by late in the third quarter. Maybe a small chance of a backdoor, but I truly believe this is another, 31-13 type game.
Yeah, Ryan, you're making a compelling...
But last thing, I am a little concerned that the Titans might have a good defense.
Yeah, you make a compelling argument, but it's no small feat to go into Pittsburgh and win a game.
No.
And
give up 2 points.
Yeah.
Give up 0 points.
Well, no, they gave up 7. I was incorrect. They did have that touchdown. But
it was garbage, though, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I feel like... They're not going to quite keep it close, but 9's an interesting number. Again, this is just a historical play. 9 points, double digits, right around there, early in the season. These teams still have a lot to play for. They have a little bit of confidence. You know, a young quarterback, confidence can be the performance-enhancing drug you need. So give me Jake Locker and the 9 points.
Oh. We'll have to make a note to pull that sound clip next week. Give me Jake Locker.
I can see it going horribly wrong. You made a strong point for Houston, but I think they keep it within 2 scores there.
All righty. Next up, Indianapolis Colts. Your Colts, Sean. Andrew Luck, they host the Ryan Tannehill-led Miami Dolphins, where the Colts are, I got to be honest, Sean, don't quite get this. Colts minus 2.5? Are we missing something? Why is this not 3?
I can make an argument that it should be 3.5. Indy is a playoff team. You can't say the same thing for that Miami Dolphins team yet. Sure, they look good, but that was Cleveland.
I'm a little well.
And here's the thing, people keep looking at this Indianapolis team, and they keep saying, "Well, they don't look good. They're gonna come back down to earth. This is the year they're gonna regress. They're gonna come back to the mean. They were lucky. This has become." As my good buddy Vegas Runner says, this has become the personality of this team. This is how they win. Ryan, they were 7-1 ATS at home last year. The only game they didn't cover was the outright loss to Jacksonville Jaguars in Andrew Luck's second game.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we agree totally on the Colts as a team, but I think we agree in this spot.
Two and a half
is not right. This should be three.
I love the Colts as a small favorite at home. Yeah. 9.5, we were both on the same page there. Way too high. Okay? 3.5, I'm thinking about it. I think this Miami Dolphins team is kind of pesky, but 2.5, there's no question.
Yeah, no, this line, if it's 3.5, I kind of like the Dolphins. If it 2.5, I like the Colts. This should be three.
They're going to win this game, and they're going to do it by 3 points.
Yep. All right, Sean. Your Buffalo Bills. Circling the wagons up there, getting ready for Cam Newton coming to town and the Carolina Panthers. Did you see Steve Smith? Still good, 34. Panthers, 3-point road favorites, Sean. 3-point road favorites. Got to take the home dog, right? No. Cam Newton.
Ryan, I get it. Cam Newton, he does the play 60, gets you all jacked up. You have a fun time. But, Ryan, where are these wins?
Don't hate the player.
Where are these covers?
Don't hate the player. Hate the game. He's about to go to EJ Manuel. This is how you win football games, young fella.
I really like Buffalo here.
Ooh, maybe we should bet, Sean.
Maybe we will.
Maybe we should do a slap bet.
All right. Ryan. Give me the Buffalo Bills +3.
All right.
I feel I like this. What gives you any right to favor the Carolina Panthers on the road this year? Any right? Show me any situation.
Two words, three syllables. Cam Newton. Now look, I like their defense. I think they're much improved. Luke Kuechly is really the centerpiece of that defense now. I just think, look, they played what I think is going to be the Super Bowl champion this year, Seattle Seahawks, and they lost 12-6. I'm not that mad about it.
12-7.
12-7, sorry.
On a team that was completely flat.
In the first half. I don't care. They play – Seattle's a great defense. They have a great – look, I think a lot of teams –
Carolina ever covered a spread? Like, when was the last time the
Panthers –
Oh,
here we go. Here we go.
I'm looking that up right now, Ryan.
I apologize. Sean just doesn't like black quarterbacks.
Yeah, Ryan, I wore a Michael Vick jersey for like...
Well, that's different.
62 hours straight.
62.
Okay.
Speaking of Vegas, I was basically up for 62 hours straight. Did not sleep a lot. What are you looking at, Sean?
Just looking at the Carolina Panthers.
All right, we're moving on.
Record against the spread.
Here we go.
Trying to find a time when they covered a spread, and it just not doesn't happen, Ryan.
Next up, St. Louis Rams, who the new look St. Louis Rams with the very. How did Jared Cook not do this in Tennessee? Oh, that's right. Jake Locker was throwing him the ball. Look, the Rams look athletic. They look like a fun team. Tavon Austin, Chris Givens, Jared Cook. They got Chris Long on the defensive line. There's some hype around this team, but they're getting 6.5 points because they're heading down to the dirty to face Matty Ice, who he is up there in the power rankings of people I hate in the NFL. He's probably sandwiched right between Harbaugh 1 and Harbaugh 2. Falcons are laying 6.5 at home, and Roddy White might not play, dealing with a high ankle sprain. Been dealing with it for a little while, I guess. Steven Jackson looked good.
I
don't trust that defense, but I truly believed that this line was also going to be 7. And for me, It's on the south side of 7, so I'm going to take the home team, laying the points, 6.5.
Yeah, I like Atlanta. I haven't been just not quite buying into St. Louis. Although you could make a strong case that St. Louis plays the division pretty tough.
Not their.
Oh, wait.
It's
yeah,
not their division, Sean.
So that's why. That's the only people they play tough, I feel like, is the 49ers, the Rams, the Seahawks. I'm losing it.
Look, it's getting
late.
Give me Atlanta. Yeah, take Atlanta. I think it's just one of those games. If it's 7, I'd probably recommend a layoff, but at 6.5, I like the home team. All right, moving on. RG3, looking rusty. The Redskins not looking great overall. Head to Green Bay, where they will face the Packers, who will attempt to win a game without fielding a full defense. They looked awful. They couldn't tackle. I truly believe the Packers will have an opportunity to miss the playoffs this year. Again, I said it about the Eagles and Chargers. I really am going to have – Packers are laying 7.5 at home. I'm going to have a hard time laying 7.5 with these teams that have god-awful defenses. And look, the Redskins looked rusty week one. They're going to improve week to week, I think, for the first couple weeks. And they're competent enough. I mean, they're not going to – I don't believe this is going to be a blowout. I think Green Bay's defense is not capable of holding teams down. I think this is going to be a little bit of a shootout, actually. I see this as like a 31-28 game, so I'm going to take the 7.5 here.
Yeah, this is one of these situations where I don't see the Redskins. It's tough for me to come up with a scenario for them to win. I just was not impressed with RG3's ability. He did not look firm planting off that foot. Very concerned about him long term. I think it's a real shame that he's not going to be what everyone expects him to be. I think the Redskins, worst team in the division. I'm going to switch my prediction that they're going to finish in the basement of the NFC East this year. But I do think they keep it close here. This is kind of it. Sounds bizarre, but it's almost must-win for both teams this early. And I'll take the team getting 7.5.
Yeah. All right. Could Arrowhead have its home field back? What's Andy Reid's new nickname going to be? He needs a new nickname. Like something barbecue, maybe like the Big Brisket?
Big Red Machine? I mean, he's already was kind of big.
They
red
host though. The Dallas Cowgirls, where the Chiefs are laying 3. I like the Chiefs here, Sean.
I do too.
I think the Cowboys, talk about public perception. The Cowboys won a game that they did not play a very good game. They turned the Giants over. They scored some touchdowns. But overall, I don't think their offense looked very good. And
their defense was getting carved up by Eli.
And their defense didn't look good other than the turnover, like the good luck turnover returns.
Right.
I think the Chiefs roll here.
You know what Kansas City and Tony Romo have in common?
What's that?
Both known for their ribs.
Oh.
Tony's, Bruce, Kansas City's, barbecued.
Oh, yeah.
I think they were definitely trying to downplay that injury, but Tony Romo, not a gamer. I think we've learned that about Tony Romo. Not a gamer.
It is early in the season, though.
That is his time to shine. He is Mr. September of the National Football League. However, the Dallas Cowboys, not good. Coming off a win. 3-7 ATS after a straight up. I think they might even be like 3-13. It's something crazy.
Look, Andy Reid knows. It's kind of crazy that Andy Reid is playing the NFC East this year. He knows the NFC East. He knows.
Andy Reid has played Tony Romo more times than Jason Garrett's played the Chiefs. You know what I mean? Like, what kind of game plan does Jason Garrett have against the Chiefs? I mean, do they allow him to come up with game plans?
No. They replaced him with Tony Romo. Remember, yeah, they talked the whole Monday night, or the whole broadcast is talking about how Tony Romo is involved in the game. Who gives a shit?
No, but is Jason Garrett allowed to draw plays? I forget what they worked
no,
out.
No. He's not. He's not allowed to. He can answer the phones. That's it. But why are we like
glorified video coordinator?
he needs to get fired, and we need to stop talking about Tony Romo as a good quarterback.
No, he doesn't need to get fired.
Well, no, I mean, as a person who doesn't like the Cowboys, I'm loving that they continue to just dangle him along.
Yeah, it's this power vacuum that's existed in the Dallas Cowboys.
It doesn't make
franchise since the departure of Jimmy Johnson.
All right, Sean. Minnesota Vikings, led by AP, head down south a little bit. Take on the rival, division rival, Chicago Bears, where the Bears are laying 6. I don't know, Sean. I don't have a good feeling about this one, which leads me to believe I should just take the Vikings. Initially, I thought I liked the Bears, but the more I think about it, the more I've laid big numbers with the Bears and been burned, and maybe I'm just shell-shocked. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, this is one that I'm going back and forth on. I think this is almost like how you know, like in blackjack, there's some hands you just got to decide early on how you're going to play it.
Yeah, 12 against the 2.
Exactly.
You either got to hit it every time or just stay every
time. So, Vikings getting 5 or 6 in the division, I'm going to take it.
All right.
Give me the Vikings.
So, you
6.
Lost last week.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to fade you. I'm going to go Bears.
This feels like a stay away.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to wager on this one.
I feel like AP shows up big time against the Bears.
All right, Sean. The Bucks and their player-only meetings and their coach who's lost the team, they host the New Orleans Saints, which seems to be, of late, a constant in our Super Contest picks. We always seem to get the Bucks at +3 or +3.5 at home, where the Saints just seem to play slow on that grass in Tampa. Although I already bet on the Bucks, Sean, and I'm now trying to think of a way to get out of that bet because right. of what I just read. I don't like it. I will stay on the side of the Bucks because that's where I think the right side is, and perhaps the players will play well in FU mode in spite of the coach. To prove the coach wrong. Not usually how it works, but I'm going to go against the grain.
I witnessed firsthand what it was like when a team visibly was no longer buying into the coach last year with the Philadelphia Eagles. Regardless of talent, they find a way to lose. And I expect that to happen here. New Orleans getting a little bit of their momentum back. And I think they roll big here against the Saints.
You're probably right, but I'm going to stick with the Bucs. All right, Sean. Here comes a good matchup. Here's the team that definitely I do not believe should be favored on the road. The Detroit Lions head down to the desert where they'll take it on the Arizona Cardinals. Cardinals getting 1.5 points at home. This is simple for me. Lions should not be a road favorite. We saw this last year with the Lions. They played really well at home, and they just ate shit on the road. I know they got the talent. I just don't believe in Matt Stafford. And I don't believe they should be favored on the road. And I think the Cardinals, like we talked about, the Cardinals are going to be a feisty team. They're going to win some games they shouldn't at home, and they're going to keep games close on the road. I like the Cardinals plus the 1.5 here.
Yeah, I like the Cardinals here. I feel like
Detroit's not winning this game.
I feel like I'm going to like them a lot this year, and yeah, it just it doesn't feel like a good spot for Detroit. You know, Dominique Sue continues with his shenanigans.
First of all, did you see that play? Wait, the timeout. Did you see the play?
No, I haven't seen it.
He blocked the guy.
Yeah,
I'm not even sure it should be a fine, let alone a $100,000 fine. Like at some point, we gotta give this guy a break.
Regardless, just more distractions.
Yeah.
More drama for the Lions. I think bad coaching shows up on the road.
Jim Schwartz, not a good coach.
I think Bruce Arians will have to coach him here. And I like the Cardinals to win outright as well.
All right, Sean, next up, Terrell Pryor and the Raiders are suddenly 5.5 point favorites at home against the Jacksonville Jaguars. This is not a correct line. This line, no less than 10 days ago, was probably a 3-point spread at most. I believe this is a combination of overreaction. We also have the Jags underperform the spread by 21. Over 21. They are now on the road getting 5.5. I think this comes down to one thing. That trend, and if I had said, hey, Sean, Terrell Pryor is going to be a 5.5-point favorite week two. You want to bet against that? Without even knowing the team.
I would say as long as it's not the Jags.
I think this is a Close Your Eyes special, unfortunately. First of the year, Close Your Eyes special.
Unfortunately, it is.
What did we just say, Sean? Sometime those ugly dogs bite.
I think the Jags are once again like the two against the two. And he hopped on that Jags train early. So give me the Jags. This line should be 4.
It should be 3. I think Terrell, I said it before the season, Terrell Pryor is going to be a great underdog covering quarterback. I don't think he's going to be a quarterback you ever want to lay points with. This might be the only time they're favorites on the year. Maybe at home against the Chargers. All right, Sean, moving on. I don't know if you guys have seen this, but the Broncos play the Giants this week. Manning versus Manning.
The Manning Bowl.
Eli's never beaten his brother. Well, the Broncos head to New York, where New York is getting 4.5 points at home. Pretty big move off the initial opening line of 3 before the season started. I think both teams showed that they can move the ball. I think, is it safe to say a slight defensive edge to the Giants?
I don't know.
The Giants only gave up, I mean, 2 defensive touchdowns, another one where they started the drive on the 7-yard line.
It's tough to say.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I think this game is going to be closer than people are thinking. I think people think the Broncos are going to walk
on
the
Giants.
Got Peyton
coming up on long rest. He's also been preparing this game for, what, 27 years?
Getting irritated, the media as it keeps asking about his Super Bowl MVP, 2-time Super Bowl MVP brother. I don't know, Sean. For me, I try to take myself out of it. Would I take the Broncos as a 4.5-point road favorite? Probably not.
But they're up there. I think they could be up there. I mean, as much as I want to shit on the Broncos, and I thought under was the play, maybe they just are that good, especially in the regular season. They were just dominating teams.
This just it seems like a hard spot to lay 4.5.
Here's the thing. Peyton Manning played a near-perfect game. So I think you would have to have another really good game. There's just bound to be some letdown off of 7 touchdowns. So I think, and in the same respect, the Giants are bound to recover from that 6 turnover debacle.
And unlike the Baltimore Ravens, the Giants can move the ball. So in a shootout, they should be able to stay with them. The Ravens look awful.
Oh, man, there are a lot of questions on this Giants team. I would not be surprised if the Broncos win by 6 here, but I'll take the home dog here, even though they don't have much of a home field advantage.
They don't. I agree with that, but still. Still, that's a lot.
Yeah, but still.
Well, I would say their home field advantage is 2.5.
Yeah.
Where most teams are 3, and like the Seattles and New Orleans of the world are 3.5. All right, Sean, we got a doozy Sunday night. Seattle Seahawks host the 49ers. Seattle's -3. That's correct. That's a good line.
Perfect line, true line.
Probably should take the points, but we said it all preseason. I'm back in the Seahawks this year. I think they're the better team. I think this line can move where you get 3 even money on the Seahawks or even a -2.5. I think the public perception is that the 49ers are going to be world beaters. They looked unbelievable against the Packers and their lack of defense. This week they're going to be running into a defense. I think it's going to be this is going to be one of the best games of the year, I think, in the NFL. I think I'm very excited for this game, but I'm going to take the Seahawks -3 at home. We just said it should be a 3.5-point favorite at home there.
Yeah, I can't go against this Seahawks team at home. I just can't do it. They're too good. If you got like a decent team coming in laying more than a touchdown, then yeah. I think if San Francisco is getting 3.5 or 4, then I'm San Francisco. But like you said, the home field advantage there is so strong, and I just feel like they're
first home game of the season.
Russell Wilson's a winner, man.
Yeah. Yep. Got a hot white girlfriend.
What more could a guy want?
He's moving up in the world. Jump. Oh, dude, did you see the special on him? Was it him? His dad was helping him work out. It's pretty hilarious. All right, Monday Night Football. Cincinnati Bengals host the division rival Pittsburgh Steelers, where this line would have been 3 before the season, Sean. But now, in light of the Steelers' woes, Bengals are laying 7 points. I don't know what to think of this, because I think the Steelers might be done. I think what we saw Tennessee do, I think Bengals have a better defense, a better offense. They're going to be at home. They're bound. This is not a smart. The smart thing is to take the points, but I'm going to lay the points here, Sean.
I'm going to take the points, Ryan.
I'm overreacting to week one, I think. I'm doing it. I think I'm going to overreact because I think the issues.
Ryan, he lost some of his offensive line, but that offensive line wasn't doing any favors. Anyway,
that's my point, though. They weren't good with even before that. That's exactly what I was just about to say.
That is a good point. But my point is Ben Roethlisberger, state of Ohio. Ben Roethlisberger dominates Ohio. Ryan, what's Ben Roethlisberger?
Are you talking about raping women or winning football games?
He doesn't take no for an answer. He's committed
in Ohio
to scoring.
All right.
Ryan, 16-2. I looked it up. 16-2. Against Cleveland in Cincinnati. In Cleveland and in Cincinnati.
You know what part of that is? The Bengals and the Browns sucked for a lot of years in there. But yeah, the last couple. I'd be willing to bet that he lost to the Bengals like the two of the last 3 years. Anyway.
They were back in like 2009.
Really? That's shocking.
Ryan,
I'm still laying the points.
I'm taking 7. Now, he might not win. But he's going to give you a hell of an effort.
And he'll backdoor it.
There's a little bit of... He likes the back door as well. He likes the stall door, I heard.
He'll take any door, actually.
He prefers the stall door. Give me the Steelers +7. I actually feel kind of good about that.
I'm going to take the Bengals. All right, Sean. It's a pretty solid slate of games.
All right. Let's wrap these up.
Yeah, who's your lock?
My lock? It's easy.
Oh, no.
That's why it should be. That's why you call it a lock.
E-A-G-L-E-S. No?
C-O-L-T.
Oh, there it is.
-2.5.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
My upset special? The Buffalo Bills.
No. That's bad.
3-team tease, Ryan?
3-team tease. Give it to me.
Dare I say it? Oh, man. Okay, let's do the... Start off with the Cardinals getting 7.5.
Oh, love it. Love it. That's going in mine.
Okay. Give me... who else did I... There's... do you go... Nah, you don't do that. Sorry, Ryan. This is unprofessional.
We're taking the listeners behind the scene, inside the brain of Sean.
It's a, you know, a lot of ins, a lot of outs in the old duder's head.
Would you like me to eat some time for you?
Oh, well, let's see. I don't want to... Well, yeah, no, I didn't... give me pits. Nah, I could see that.
You are struggling with these. You are struggling.
Tennessee +15.
Okay.
Just a lot of points. And Atlanta -1.
Oh, yeah. You kind of read my mind on a couple of these.
Oh, man. Well, you could also do the Patriots.
Here's my lock.
5.5.
Is my lock, Sean. I hate to do this. I really hate to do this. Are we allowed to take... We're not allowed to take Close Your Eyes specials, are we?
As your lock? All right, go. Dude, who's going to stop you?
I'm going to take the Seattle Seahawks. I really like this.
Wow.
Three. Yeah.
Your Harbaugh bias coming in.
Yeah, hate Harbaugh. Love the Seahawks. For my money line... Upset. I'm doing it, Sean. Jacksonville wins outright in Oakland.
Awesome.
And for my tease, this was kind of easy for me. Give me the Texans -3.
Oh, okay.
You like that one?
Yeah.
Give me the Ravens -0.5.
Oh, Atlanta -1.
And give me Atlanta minus one.
Minus
a half.
Atlanta's also 6.5. Yeah. Man, what was I said? I think I was looking at
it. Oh, it's a juicy weekend for 6.5 point teases.
It really is.
So the one that just fell off my board was you could also throw the Bears. You could do a three-teamer where basically you have Bears, Falcons, Ravens, money line. I like that. But what I also like is giving the 6 points to the Cardinals.
Well, you get 1.5, so you'd be getting 7.5.
Exactly.
All right, Ryan. Sounds like an awesome week of NFL action. You guys can hop in, make us send in your picks. We always enjoy them at Gambling Podcasts on Twitter.
Don't just send in the picks. Join the League Heads League.
Oh, there
it's
you go.
Starting up for week two. You don't just don't just tweet us your picks. Place them. Place them. Head-to-head gambling, fantasy gambling. First place is going to get a Sports Gambling Podcast T-shirt. A $50 gift card.
Visa gift card, right? Like one of those.
Yeah, $50 okay. Visa gift card. Some sort of cash gift card. And the title of the Sports Gambling Podcast, League Heads Lead Champion. Maybe we'll have to, maybe I'll look into getting a wrestling-style championship belt. We still have spots. Get signed up. We want to start it before the games on Sunday. It's good times.
All right, hop in, get on, make the picks for the Sports Gambling Podcast. Oh, yeah, sit your iTunes, rate, review, share. For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I am Sean, stacking the money green, and he is Ryan.
I believe in David Wilson.
Kramer, let it ride.